Today's podcast, we consider Hebrews chapter 2, verses 10 through 13. And this is building off of the fact that Christ tasted death, as verse 9 says, for everyone, and so that the created order could be restored. And we look forward to that in eternity. So how does it happen? Well, he gives mankind salvation, and that's explained in verse 10. For it was fitting for him. Fitting for him. Who is this him? I would say it's the Father, meaning it was consistent with God's righteous and loving character. It is in his nature, in the nature of our God, to be loving and to give himself for creation, to make sacrifice and out of love and his glorification to give of himself. For whom are all things? Typically, for whom are all things is specifically spoken of to the Son, the second person of the Trinity, but here it's spoken of to the Father. This emphasizes God's unity. Though they are, God is three persons, he is one being. And it's not only for whom are all things, but and through whom are all things. God the Father created through Christ in bringing many sons to glory. In other words, it was fitting for the Father in bringing many sons to glory. He completes our salvation when we see Christ and reign with him in his kingdom, and we share in the glory of God. One day we will see our glorification happen. And this is to perfect the author of their salvation through suffering. So this is how we know these verses, or this verse, was speaking of God the Father, because in closing it says that he was perfecting the author of their salvation through sufferings. Who is the author of our salvation? Jesus Christ. This word perfect, it's not in the sense that the Son of God was not perfect. We know that the eternal Son is perfect. He does not change. Yet, in completing salvation, one had to have been complete in being a human, having had victory over sin in contrast to the first Adam. So, as Jesus lived his life here on earth, he was proving, he was being perfected or being made complete as our Savior, as he was rejecting sin, living righteously on our behalf, dying on the cross, and then being confirmed as the Messiah as he rose from the dead. And he is our author. This could be understood as our pioneer, the originator, or leader. So Christ has founded salvation for all those who call upon him and follow him. It is the very Son of God, our blessed Savior, who has forged the salvation trail. And anything or anyone who is deviated from it will not arrive at its destination. Why? Because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody gets to the Father except through him. Verse 11 says, "For both he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified are all from one Father." Jesus is the Son of God, and through him we are adopted as God's children. He is our brother, and we are his brothers and sisters from the same one Father. For which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren. He's not ashamed to call us his brothers and sisters. Because we are from God the Father, he is not ashamed of us. If you've turned to Christ from your sin and you've been made alive together with Christ, if God the Father has set his love on you and turned you to the gospel trail following Christ, then it is guaranteed that Christ is not ashamed of you. Verse 12, saying, "I will proclaim your name to my brethren. In the midst of the congregation, I will sing your praise." Jesus came proclaiming who the Father was. He came as the ultimate communication, as we saw in the beginning of chapter 1 of Hebrews. And again, I will put my trust in him. This brotherhood comes through faith in Christ, whom trusts perfectly in the Father. Our communion with Christ is found through faith. And again, "Behold, I and the children whom God has given me." This is taken from Isaiah in reference to the remnant of those who believe alongside of Isaiah. The author now shows this is in relation to Jesus, that though most of the world rejects him, there are those who in faith believe and are now called his brothers and sisters. And if we are called his brothers and sisters, he's not ashamed of us. Nobody can pluck us out of his hand. He will hold us fast, so we continue on in faith, trusting in Him, the great pioneer of our salvation.